Choice is a bedrock of Philadelphia's education system. Few cities in the nation offer parents more options for where to send their kids. Charter schools, magnet schools, and private schools garner most of the attention and debate. But there's another form of school choice that's growing under the radar. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arad explains.
All right, hold on a minute. Let the car warm up for 1 minute.
Waliyuddin Abdullah and his first grader, Flory, have a morning ritual. On the daily drive from their North Philadelphia home to Flory's school in West Philly, they whip out a set of flashcards with words Flory is learning to read.
Center. What's the center?
Every time Flory masters 200 new words, she gets a prize, though not the American Girl doll she wants.
Something reasonable and... I know.
After 15 or 20 minutes, depending on traffic, the Abdullah Mobile pulls up to Samuel Powell School, just north of Drexel University. The Powell schoolyard is packed with kids playing kickball and, more notably, lots of doting parents.
When the bell's going to ring in about 1 minute, and you'll see the students, see how they're playing now? They all will stop and start going the line up, the ball. I mean, the overwhelming bulk of these children all want to learn. That makes a difference.
Who are we? Why are we here?
To learn and grow.
What will we do?
Work hard.
This is why Abdullah sends Flory to Powell. It's a safe school with good academics and involved parents. Abdullah's home school in North Philadelphia has some of the city's lowest test scores. When people from Education Secretary Betsy DeVos on down extol the virtues of school choice, this is the scene they often paint, of a dad from a struggling neighborhood getting a shot at something better for his daughter. But Powell isn't some specialized magnet school or charter, the schools DeVos and her allies tend to highlight. Powell is what most people call a traditional public school that takes kids from the surrounding neighborhood or catchment. What distinguishes Powell is that nearly two-thirds of the kids are like Flory. They come from outside the catchment.
And the wait list, year after year, grows.
Kim Ellerby is Powell's principal.
So I believe last year we had over 100 students on the wait list.
Though it gets less publicity than charter schools, Philly's school district has its own internal school choice system. If a neighborhood school has open seats, parents from outside the area can line up to take them. But only if they can provide their own transportation. Unlike charters, these kids don't get bused.
There may be some families that are discouraged by that, but there are definitely families that are motivated enough to say, I don't care, I'll get on the train and I'll make it there. I'll get on the trolley and I'll make it there.
Leaving your neighborhood school is really common at the high school level, but movement even at the lowest grades in Philly seems to be growing. WHYY dug into the data from every neighborhood elementary and middle school and found that 1 in 5 kids at these schools is now from outside the catchment. That's up 5% in 5 years. And at some neighborhood schools, well over half of students aren't from the neighborhood anymore. So is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Or is it something else?
I think differently about it every time I think about it, truly.
Katie McGrath is a parent and public school advocate in Northwest Philadelphia. She sends her kids out of catchment to J.S. Jenks in Chestnut Hill, but she still sees big problems with the system. First, it's only available to families who can afford transportation.
Especially if you're working like 2 hourly wage jobs, you're not going to be able to come to a home and school night on a Wednesday if you're living on the other side of the city.
And while schools like Powell benefit from the influx of new families, those families leave behind neighborhood schools that could use them. Think back to that first scene of Waliyuddin Abdullah and his daughter doing flashcards on their morning drive. Abdullah's North Philly neighborhood school would probably love to have a parent as involved and motivated as he is, but he's taking his energies to West Philly every morning.
It has a comparable effect to kids going to charters or going to private school, as it deprives the school of engaged families, of resources, of, you know, butts in the seats.
We have one system with 2 systems in it.
That's Sylvia Sims, a school choice advocate and former member of the City School Reform Commission.
And I believe that this, we need to stop that.
She lives in North Philadelphia, and her neighborhood school is T.M. Pierce. At Pierce, test scores are low, and Sims says the families that stay often don't know they have other options. She thinks the solution is to open up choice even more, make sure every parent has the knowledge and access the Abdullahs have. But that would further weaken the very concept of schools as neighborhood hubs. And as Katie McGrath says, it could increase the divide between haves and have-nots.
There's no good answer. I mean, there probably is a good answer, but smarter people than me should be working on it.
What's clear is that more parents in Philadelphia are choosing, using every avenue available to them. The task for Philadelphia's school leaders is to find some solution for the schools and families left behind. Avi Wolf-Manarant, WHYY News.